This is KUT. More Austin Public High School students could start earning their associate's degree next year. KUT's Kate McGee reports Austin ISD is asking the state for permission to open early college high school programs at two additional schools this fall.
The program allows high school students to take college courses at a local community college. Participating students can even graduate high school with an associate's degree. Austin ISD wants to add early college high school programs at Lanier and Eastside Memorial High Schools. Both serve predominantly low-income minority students.
It has been a proven formula for propelling students, particularly disadvantaged students, to college success.
That's Melissa Beigert. She directs the early college high school program at ACC. Lanier would partner with Austin Community College, just like AISD's three current early college high school programs. But Eastside would be unique because it would partner with Houston-Tillotson University. The program targets low-income students who are the first in their families to attend college. Austin ISD's Edmund Oropez says many of those students have trouble navigating the college application process.
Just getting through the system, I mean, that's one of the most intimidating things, applying for college, going to college, you know, getting through the difficult and challenging and rigorous courses that they're faced. Now they're able to do it with a lot of wraparound services that can help them.
And the students get to spend time on a college campus. Beigert with ACC says that makes the whole idea of going to college less scary.
You know, I see them between classes and they're hanging out in the student areas, you know, and socializing, and they feel a part of it. I see them on weekends and they come in and they use our tutoring centers. And they feel like college students, and they know they can do that. And that boost that it gives them helps to propel them on the next step.
There are seven other early college high school programs in school districts across Central Texas. Hayes Consolidated ISD has been approved to get one, too, but it's currently on hold. State officials are expected to decide which new programs to approve in the next month. Kate McGee, KUT News.